This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospital officials in central Gaza say at least 35 people were killed in Israeli strikes. The new bombardment on Sunday comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war in Gaza will continue for many more months, resisting international calls for a ceasefire. The nearly three-month air and ground war has already faced and raised fears of a regional. The U.S. says its forces shot and killed several Iran-backed Houthis when they tried to attack a cargo ship in the Red Sea. And an Israeli cabinet minister suggested encouraging Gaza's population to emigrate and remarks that could worsen tensions with even friendly Arab states. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and produce more nuclear fissile materials. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. His statement suggested North Korea will continue a run of weapons tests to expand its arsenal amid long-dormant diplomacy with the United States. Congo's Election Commission says that President Felix Tshisekedi has won re-election with more than 70% of the vote. Preliminary results of the December 20th election were announced on Sunday in the capital. The opposition and some civil society groups have demanded for the vote to be rerun due to massive logistical problems that put the validity of the outcome into question. Tshisekedi was followed by a businessman who received 18% in a vote and another 5% vote. Nobel Peace Prize winner Denis got less than 1%. More at VOA News.